Writing a vision statement for your life. Hi, my name is Steve Elzinga, and I want to walk through with you how to write your own vision statement. Churches have vision statements, companies have vision statements, but why don't we as individuals have vision statements? The little cartoon, it's not a great, why are we doing this? It's not a great mission statement, but we'll revise it as things get better. Why write a vision statement for your life? Let me share a couple of verses. Proverbs 29:18 through 27. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Why would the people perish without a vision? See, a vision gives you direction in life. A vision, when you have your own vision, it's like, this is the way I want to live my life. If you don't set up how you want to live your life, the world around you is going to set up how you should live your life. In fact, most of us live our lives like it's a river. We jump in the river, and the river just takes us where it wants us to go. We don't have any choice. You know, the river turns right, we go right. The river turns left, we go left. If you want to carve out your own river, then you have to have a vision for your life. And the father of darkness is the one in charge of most people's rivers. If you just follow the culture around you, you're just following the father of lies, the devil. And so without a vision from God and living the dream that he has for your life, you're going to live the dream that the devil has for your life. And it's subtle. It's just, you know, I grew up in the United States, so I end up speaking English. I didn't think about it. I didn't have a choice in the matter. I just did it. You know, the clothes that I wear, it's the culture around me telling me what I should do. You know, thin lapels, not wide lapels like in the 70s. So the culture around you shapes and molds you in ways that you're not even aware of. The media, the movies that we watch is directing us down a trail. And if you want to go a different trail, then you have to think differently. Okay. Acts 26:19. This was Paul in his defense with King Agrippa. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. Paul had a vision from heaven, literally. I mean, Paul was against Christianity, and God knocked him off his horse and spoke to him and turned Paul 180 degrees around and gave him a vision to reach the Gentiles. And so when Paul is defending himself, he says, I'm not disobedient to that vision. I'm following something that I didn't invent. So how do you write a vision statement for your life that is God-honoring, that is not your kingdom building, but kingdom building for God? Philippians 3:13-14, Paul writes, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Without a vision, you often lack passion. See, when you have something in front of you, this is what I want to do. That's where the passion and the energy comes from. You know, if you have a day where you have no idea what you're going to do and nothing that you have to do, a lot of times we just sit around and do nothing. It's when you have something, oh, I've got to do this. I want to do this. It might be something fun. It might be some work-related thing. But when you have a vision, a goal, something that you really want to go after, then you have the energy to pursue it. So creating a vision statement for your life is going to lead to more passion for your life. All right, so we'll continue talking about this in the next video.